run, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for ANAOACAGAPASLASLACRRMMDRAHAPASMARTCGACMACMA.
Is that the one where they don't hold hands during the prayer?
No. Oh. Chronic Masturbators Anonymous? No. Actually, it could be Chronic Masturbators Anonymous. It could be Country Music Awards. It could be Crystal Meth Anonymous. We don't. In any event, we don't speak for any of those guys.
Depends whether you sing, shoot, or jerk off.
Sing, shoot, or jerk off.
By the way, one of our newer members on the Recovery 101 group will be happy that you just did that joke, because she actually specifically mentioned that joke that she missed hearing you repeat it. She likes your repetitive jokes. She's like one in a million.
She should come out here for a month.
Yeah, she'll be all done with that.
I told her she should try being married to him for 14 years. Hearing the duck joke over and over.
It's like, you know, I recently celebrated having 24 years, and everyone around, all my friends, have heard me speak so many times over the years that they're all going to do my story when I get 25 years. So there will be speaking, but I won't be the one. It'll be everyone else telling my story. I think that's actually very cool. Everyone's taking dibs. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelly
and Mark.
Sweet
dude.
Sweet.
Wow. D.
Yee.
Wow.
Hi, Shelly.
What are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking whatever that is you have in that tub.
I'm
the Arrowhead water bottle.
I'm drinking a combination of triple latte and Diet Pepsi.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Actually, you know what? When you drink the Diet Pepsi first, it's quite sweet in comparison to the triple latte. It makes the triple latte not
quite so sweet?
Not quite so sweet, no.
Taste is not so sweet?
No. So how you doing, Shell?
Okay. Why are you asking?
Because I'm concerned.
About what? What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong with you. That's why I'm asking. You okay? Everything good? Having a good day?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Well, because, well, see, when people listen to the show, we should tell people. We'll often record three shows in a row. So one show you'll hear us say, how was your day? And they banter back and forth how their day was. And then the next time we don't talk anything about the day, and people go, what, no one cares how their day was today? It's the same day.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's also why you hear Boozy News is apparently brand new, but it's really a week and a half old by the time you hear it.
Yeah, Bruce came and took a cake at a meeting the other night. And,
oh, yes.
And there was one of our listeners was there.
Oh, yeah.
And she...
Shout out.
I don't know.
What's her name? What's her name? Uh-oh. I can't remember. Was it Samantha?
Oh, Teresa.
Teresa. Oh, yeah. Teresa.
And she said, oh, that's you guys. And I looked at her and said, Teresa, what? She goes, I just expected something different.
You're like, I expected something more. I expected something more from you guys.
We were supposed to be the class clown all the time.
No, like we'd walk in and we would look somehow hip, slick, and cool.
We would glow. There would be an aura. There'd be an aura around us.
We'd all be wearing sunglasses and we'd have, you know, bodyguards and shit.
We just looked like us.
Yeah. She's like, oh, how disappointing. Yes. It happened the one time.
We didn't banter while you shared, which is probably what really threw her off.
You know what? It happened the one time when we went up to Northern California. Yeah. We're in this tiny town called Angels Camp. Mm-hmm. And we're talking after the meeting and I give someone my business card and the guy looks at me and goes, oh, what's Recovery 101? And a girl who was standing there goes, "Oh, it's a radio show." And I look over, I'm like, and I go, "You know about that?" She goes, "Oh, yeah, I listen to it all the time." And then she looks at me and she goes, "Oh, you're Bruce." And I'm like, "Why, yeah." And she goes, "Oh, I love Shelley." And I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah. But it's weird to be somewhere and suddenly have someone go, "Oh, yeah, I listen." I'm like, "You do?"
I know. I always apologize.
Yeah. I was sharing in a meeting somewhere one time and somebody came up to me afterwards and said,
"Your voice sounds familiar.
You're Mark from Recovery 101. I was like, "Yeah."
And here's Mark trying to be all anonymous.
I know.
He's trying to be as anonymous as possible.
He's trying to be the silent partner. I think those days are over.
Yeah, well, you never know. By the way,
yes.
It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Those are tight dudes right there.
Yes.
All right, let's see.
That's why Shelley married me, because I have tight dudes.
That's true.
I married him for his dudes. Said I had a good boot walk.
Yep. Let's see. We have shout-outs to Bill, Phil, Donald. There's somebody I'm missing on this. Mark. And whatnot. I'm sure I've forgotten someone.
Katie?
Oh, Katie. Katie, yes. Oh, maybe Robert. No, I don't know if Robert sent me anything, but hi, Robert, anyway. Let us see. We have something called... There's something on the internet. I think Bill sent me this.
It's a lot of things on the internet.
But it's called the dark net, and it's like the underground of the internet.
I've heard of that.
Websites that you can only get to if somebody gives you the specific URL and you have to have a password or a key phrase or something to get in. Or basically, it's the dark net is a net of places where you can get illicit things. Or services.
Oh,
or
please tell us how.
Like
please tell us how to get in there.
What is that URL?
No, well, no, it's not one. It's like a lot of things.
Thousands.
They're all tied together. No, but one thing that's concerning law enforcement about the dark net these days is that the centenary of the First World War is coming up next year, 1914 to 1918. So next year is the 100 years since it started. And people are going to battlefields and digging stuff up and selling it through the darknet, World War One memorabilia. And some of it actually are in areas where they are currently attempting to excavate buried bodies in like what used to be trenches to try to identify people to get them marked graves. Because, at one point in World War One, they just left the bodies in the trenches and filled them in.
Yeah.
And these people are coming along and they're taking things that might identify these bodies and selling them as World War One memorabilia. And what's concerning law enforcement is that lately they've been selling live grenades and possible live canisters of mustard gas and things like that on the dark net to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the beginning of the First World War.
Yeah, that's what I'd buy. 100-year-old live grenade.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a little bit dangerous.
Don't shake it.
Sounds stable to me.
Yeah, that's a little bit dangerous, so don't do that.
Hey, you want to hear something weird?
Yes.
I had a guy, a UPS guy, who does some kind of UPS security. Mm-hmm. Do you know that occasionally they use UPS planes to fly the president around?
I did not know that.
I did not know that either. It's very strange. I found that to be very strange. I just let all the terrorists know that probably just now.
Terrorists don't listen to Recovery 101, honey.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
You know what? We have like one download in Afghanistan. That's the one.
It's probably a serviceman.
Yeah, actually, it probably is. We get some really weird things like that. We're like, in 1 month, there'll be one download in Ghana. And I'm like, who's the dude in Ghana? Who's that? He must have gone out because he didn't download the next, Or there's only one download in like a month.
You're assuming he went out when maybe the show just sucked.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Could have been that, let us see. We are in...
Florida!
Thank you.
God, we haven't been in Florida in a long time.
I know.
Well, that's because Fran's been really, really, really busy. In Morris County, Charles T. Berry... was arrested. He was charged with impersonating a law enforcement officer.
Oops.
The officer he was charged with impersonating was his father. He took his father's badge and gun.
Oops.
Now, if you are going to impersonate an officer and you're going to take his badge and gun and you're going to do something under cover of law, you'd think you might want to do something a little more nefarious than going to Dunkin' Donuts to get a discount. That's what he used it for.
But, and of
but
course,
that would
Dunkin'
make sense.
And Dunkin' Donuts probably knows the guy, the actual guy, and says, why are you using his ID?
Well, that's kind of what happened. He showed the badge, and he had flashed the gun, he showed the badge, and he requested a discount off his order.
I thought they got him free.
No, well, some places will offer law enforcement, fire, you know, they'll offer them a discount, but some places do it for free.
Winchell's used to give it for free.
Well, yeah, because then you'd have cops in your parking lot all the time and you never get robbed.
That's exactly right.
And the guy that took the order said, okay, and he put it through and he gave him the discount and everything. The guy came back the next day with the same badge and something, you know, some
said,
bell
you're
rang.
Different.
Yeah, no. It was the same guy. He'd taken his dad's badge. He said that, you know, some bell went off in his head or whatever, and he decided to take a picture of the guy's license plate and sent it to the police department, whereupon they discovered that the badge and gun were missing.
Oops.
So
there's so much more he could have done with that.
Yes.
Yes. I'd like to search your car.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you go on this 2 kilos of cocaine this time, but next time I'm taking you in.
Yeah, I'm just going to confiscate it.
Yeah.
We were just talking about something like this yesterday because we've had similar things in the Boozy News before. This story, actually, Donald sent this one in, and he typed on the top of the story when he sent it in, he said, physicians who are familiar with alcoholism agree there's no such thing as making a normal drinker out of an alcoholic. Science may one day accomplish this, but stop the presses.
Yes. You hear the announcement? Stop the presses.
Yeah. In Britain, a neuroscientist has developed what he's calling an alcohol substitute. You drink this stuff, it mimics, you know, the high, the euphoria or whatever you get from drinking alcohol, the buzz. It mimics the buzz. But then when you follow it immediately with the chaser, or after you're all done being drunk, you follow it with the chaser, and
you're totally sober.
You're totally sober, and you will not have a hangover. Silence. Our little brains are.
Can you
boring.
Slam it? What happens if you slam it?
And somebody had texted me the other day. One of our friends had texted me the other day to tell me about this, and I said, "Well, I've read the headline. I haven't read the story yet, but I'm just telling you right now, you can't do that."
Yeah.
Well, it still makes it mind altering.
Yeah.
Twice, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it means you're taking something to get an effect.
That's true. And how many times are you going to take it and then sober up and take it and then sober up and take it and then sober
every damn day, maybe multiple times a day?
Well, yeah, that's the whole problem.
Get completely shit-faced, then eat the stuff, go straight into court, no problem.
Yeah, we have a sad story out of Low Mountain.
Low Mountain?
Low Mountain.
I got backwards. Friends in a low place.
Of the Navajo Nation. It's in the Navajo Nation. One of the last living code talkers has passed away.
Oh, the guys from World War II?
Yeah, 87-year-old Lee Begay. He died on Monday. It's very sad. He was one of the last ones left. They helped us win the war.
You know what made them really, 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 really famous?
What?
They broke the Japanese code, which allowed us to thump at the Battle of Midway. Because we knew they were going to be there, and they didn't know that we knew.
Okay.
Just thought I would, you know, mention that. Let's see. Katie sent the next story in, and she wrote in her email, it says that she thinks it's interesting how the medical profession is still stuck on reduction and damage limitation when the only answer is abstinence. This is another one of those science may one day accomplish this thing. A drug named Nalmefene, was granted approval in the UK. Nalmefene, sort of when you have had a bit too much to drink and you got a bit too much of a buzz on and you need to drive home or whatever, if you take this, it reduces that high by metabolizing some of the alcohol that's in your bloodstream.
Okay.
For you.
Does it? Now, let me ask you. So you take it and it metabolizes a bunch of alcohol. Does that mean for like 5 minutes you're like completely faced because it metabolizes it all instantly? You're just rocked.
It doesn't say that. It also said that taking it can also reduce the craving for alcohol. However, they do the caveat to this is they recommend it for heavy drinkers, but they do not recommend it for severely dependent alcoholics.
What happens if you take three of them?
I don't know. What it does is it reduces the release of dopamine in the brain, which lessens the buzz.
Don't go get laid after that.
Okay.
However, it probably doesn't drop the blood alcohol content at all.
It doesn't even mention that in the story, so maybe not.
All right.
Wait, let me see.
Well, maybe it isn't metabolizing. Isn't that what it does? Metabolizes it and cranks it out of your system?
You would think.
I don't really care. Actually, now that I think about it, because I can get
to
do it.
So if you take that with the other one that from earlier in the news.
Yeah.
With the whiskey shooter? The
whiskey shooter.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe a good slam.
Yeah.
You'd be good to drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, brother. No. We cannot do these things.
Somebody's barbecuing somewhere along the beach here.
Yeah.
Brother.
I can smell it.
Yeah.
It smells good, too.
Next story is out of Seattle. Our last story is
Washington.
For tonight, out of Seattle.
A fine, fine town.
93-year-old Bill Flowers. He's got a dog. Lovely little dog.
How do you know?
I saw a picture. It was cute. Dog's name is Liberty. He showed up in the backyard carrying a human leg.
Wow, that's a gift. Remember how you ever have a cat or something would bring you like a bird or a mouse?
Yeah.
This guy brings in a human leg.
A human leg.
Did it have a postal uniform attached to it?
Well, now here's the thing is that Mr. Flowers did not want to get in trouble. He said, I'm quoting him here, I'm 93 years old. I didn't want to go to the pen for something I didn't do. So he buried the leg.
So he hit it.
Yes.
As opposed to reporting it.
His daughter, Cheryl Flowers,
who is planting,
discovered
something.
And said, we have to call the police. So she did call the police.
Had anybody reported a leg missing?
No, they tried to use Liberty to find where he'd gotten the leg from, but it was unsuccessful, so they brought in search dogs, and they found the rest of the body.
And?
They don't know what happened yet, because the body had been taken apart, they believe, by wild animals.
Oh.
One of them being Liberty.
And yes, one of them being Liberty, but they're not sure what happened to the person.
You tell me that dog's last name is Valance. Then I'll wonder who shot him.
Yeah. Jimmy Stewart.
Anyway, and that, my excellent friends, is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're back.
Welcome back.
Hi, Shelly.
Hey.
Shout out.
Hi.
Shout out.
Okay.
to the New Way Foundation.
Oh, that's right. And Sober College.
At selfwillhappens.com.
So, Bruce, we have a topic, right?
I knew.
We do have a topic. Pour me.
Oh,
pour
that's
me.
Right. I remember you said that.
Pour me another drink.
And how did this come up?
It came up actually today. I was chatting with a guy before this memorial, and this guy was telling me how he used to go through these fits of depression, and he'd, you know, the crying in your beer thing, and he goes, I could never figure out that I'm really depressed and I'm drinking a depressant all day long. You know, it's not really the best way to get out of being depressed, drinking a depressant. But he found himself, he'd go to meetings and stuff, and he'd talk about how bad everything was. Mm-hmm. Oh, everything's horrible. And he would, like, talk himself into that everything's so horrible, why am I not drinking?
It's the question I always ask people.
Yeah, if it's that bad, have at it. So what do you think, Shelley?
About what? What's the question? What do I think about what?
Pour me another drink. Can people do that?
Pour me another drink? No, I don't want any. Thank you.
Can people talk themselves into drinking by talking depression and everything so horrible? And
yeah, negative self-talk. I mean, that's setting yourself up for a relapse. That's like stage one of setting yourself up for a relapse.
Prelapse?
Yes, that's the prelapse. Yeah, that can happen. I was lucky because I went through the major depressant thing for years, for three and a half years.
When is that lucky?
Sober. I'm lucky. The reason I'm lucky is because I didn't drink again.
Oh, I was going to say, I'd say I'm lucky if I pink clouded it for my first 3 years.
I know, but that's the thing, is that I'm lucky I didn't go back out, because a lot of people that stick around in the program and are miserable end up going back out because they don't do anything about it. I was miserable, but I had done all the stuff I was told to do, and I didn't understand why. And then I figured it out, and things got immensely better.
You ever had anyone you sponsor talk themselves into drinking that way?
Most of the people that I sponsor are new, and they don't really need to talk themselves into drinking. It just kind of happens to them.
Oh.
They just go off and do it.
How about you, Mark? What do you think?
You know, I see people with a little bit of time, they've been around for a little while, and life sucks, and it's horrible, and it's that, and it's, you know, why am I doing this? Why am I here? And I always ask them that question.
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
Because it's better than being there.
Then if it's better than being there, then where you're at's not so bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's about getting grateful. I mean, you know, when people don't make up that gratitude list and realize all the things that they have, it's real easy to just look at something that hits you and go, I don't want this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't want what we have and aren't willing to go to any lengths to get it, then don't bother taking the steps.
Yeah, I the gratitude list is an important thing. You know, I'd suggest that to guys a lot of times. Whenever I hear someone talking about, oh, this is crappy, that's crappy, this is getting me down, that's getting me down, it's like, yeah, well, what's good in your life today? Yeah. You know, why don't you concentrate a little on what it's like not having to be, you know, waking up in jail. You know,
yeah.
Or looking at your car in the morning, severely hungover, and seeing that not only is the front end really damaged, there's a piece of a jacket, you know, impaled on it.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a thing you want to see in the morning. And how much better your life is than what it used to be. Because today, I was at a memorial service, and there was... As is with most memorial services, it was fairly depressing for many people who went up and spoke. But you could see this one guy who was sitting over kind of near me was like talking, and he's like, yeah, you know, I know, I can see how this guy was feeling. You know, this guy had overdosed on drugs, and because I see how this guy was feeling, I've been feeling a lot like that lately. I'm like, oh, have you overdosed? And he goes, no. And I go, well, then that's a good thing. You're on the right track. How would you, Mark, how would you suggest to people to stay out of that type of activity?
Go get loaded.
Go get loaded.
Shelley disagrees with my answer. I can tell.
Mark will buy you the first one.
No, but James will.
Yeah, we do know some of them.
I prefer to try less impactive solutions.
Oh, there are other solutions.
That's just one of the many.
I just threw one out there.
I heard a speaker say once that there are only two cures for alcoholism. One is recovery, and the other one is Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have thought the other one was death.
Well, I think she's...
That cures your alcoholism every time.
Yeah.
If you die.
Yeah. Well, that cures everything.
Yeah.
And if you die clean and sober, you won.
Yeah, I agree with Mark on the whole gratitude thing. It's really hard to be in a negative frame of mind all the time when you're grateful. It's almost impossible. I can't even imagine. I mean, when I hear people whining about this or that or whatever, you know, I look at my situation right now. I live with a fairly, you know, average daily pain level of about a 5 or 6. Some days it spikes a lot harder. Like right now, my foot's really going off on me. But I'm starting to get used to it. You know, you get used to a certain level of whatever, and you learn to cope with it a little better. But I live with that every day, and I'm okay. I'm not going to, you know, it was rough in the beginning. I'm not going to let it make me miserable all the time because I don't want to live like that. It's all about what you want to live. What do you want to live with? Do you want to be miserable for the rest of your life? Fine. Don't do it around me. Your other choice is to, you know, work on yourself.
Go on to the bitter end.
Go, you know, get into recovery. Get into the work. I mean, there aren't any. I mean, it's hard to say anything other than that because that's the bottom line. That's the basis from which we recover. Do you want it? Great. If not, there's the door.
That's what happens with shows like this.
What?
It's Bruce's fault.
It's Bruce's fault.
Again.
How did it become my fault this time?
I'm not sure. I'm waiting for Mark to explain that.
This is topic.
So, Mark, what would your other things besides drinking?
Oh.
Besides go out and really tie one on.
Tie one on? Like I said, make a gratitude list. Work a step. Go speak on a panel at a recovery house. Go listen to those people.
Go speak on a panel at a jail or a prison.
Yeah. Or a detox.
That'll make you real grateful real fast.
You know, I went to a detox one time and spoke, and this guy goes, yeah, I had 13 years continuous sobriety. And I said, what happened? He goes, I turned 14.
Oh.
So, I'm like, okay.
I turned 14.
Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I walked into these rooms.
Beat.
Just tore up. And miserable. You know, my get up and go had got up and went. It wasn't working anymore. And it was absolutely horrid. And I walked into these rooms. And it got...
Ready to do what anybody told you.
And it got a little bit better. Now, it hasn't gotten better every day, but it's been better every day. You know, I just think we forget sometimes where we came from. You know?
I remember when...
I forget where I can't forget where I came from, or I'm destined to go back there.
Yeah, I remember thinking... I'm living on the roof of the Alano Club, and it looks like rain. Now my biggest problems are like, my internet's not fast enough.
Yeah.
My YouTube video's got the clock going, letting me know I can't load it yet.
My internet of the destruction in the Philippines just isn't fast enough.
Oh, my God. I
remember when you were watching that, you're like,
I was watching the tidal waves from a couple years ago, and... It wasn't loading fast enough. And I remember I sent out an email to a bunch of people on my list, and I said, what an idiot I am. I'm complaining that my video is not going quick enough so that I can watch all these people's lives get washed away. So while they're losing everything and family members and everything, I'm bitching because the video's loading slow.
You forgot that 24 years ago you were the tidal wave.
Well, that's true. Don't see anything wrong here, Ma. Ain't it grand the wind stopped blowing?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're saying in Chicago today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but
So, Shelly, drop a pearl of wisdom on us.
Oh.
Epic pause.
Well, I'm trying to think of it in terms of, you know, my sponsor finally gave me the SmackDown, told me to stop whining, which is basically what happened. The quickest way to stop being miserable is to go and help someone with their misery.
Mark.
I think that's it.
Yes.
Final words.
Your life is only as good as you allow your higher power to make it to be.
Ooh. Mine was going along the same lines as Shelley. When all else fails, work with another alcoholic.
Yeah.
Nothing ensures our sobriety so much as helping someone else. So, Mark, who's our friend back east?
Eddie Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gather, you can contact Bruce. He'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility. And if you're interested in bringing the 12 Steps to that little corner of the world, as someone in the Inland Empire has done, you can contact Bruce, and he'll give
really?
You all the information you need.
Someone has?
Someone has. They... I saw there's one coming out.
Sweet.
We should get a referral fee.
Dude.
So, contact Bruce.
That's awesome. Hey, Shelley, people are listening to the shoe.
Oh, thank you. Any way that you listen to the show, we really appreciate it. But if you could go to our page, recovery101.net, and click on one of the shows, and then click like or permalink. If you are already a member of Podomatic, you've been counted. That helps us with our numbers. Thank you very much. If you are not a member, you can become a member. It is free.
And fun.
And you can follow us so that you get automatic updates when we post the show. You can leave topic suggestions in the top show so Bruce sees them right away. And, you know, as you've heard on the show, we do often use listeners' submissions.
Mostly, yes.
Without fail.
And you can also go back and like old shows and put them on your playlists because, you know, your parties just aren't complete without 4 hours of listening to us drone on about crap.
And I do believe if you go to recovery101.net and we'll redirect you to our page, the first thing that pops up now gives you the option to join by signing in with Facebook, which makes it really, really, really easy. It's like a one-click thing to join through Facebook. And you can, if you're on Facebook, you can like the Recovery 101 radio show fan page. If you want to be anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 radio group, and your things you post will not be public knowledge. And if you ask to join, we will let you join. You can banter about with names you hear, the people that send boozy news and things like that, and with us when we're on there. And let's see what else. We've got a email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the crack advertising staff, that's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We really, 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 really don't. Shelley, who's the lead out music by?
Forever Amber.
Forever Amber. Any particular one?
Damn Girl.
Damn, girl.
Damn.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Seems everything I touch turns to gold. Before I lay down the tracks that I already sold, they heels, chasing me up, up and down the hill. Just a tumbling down like Jack and Jill. Breaking their necks, trying to wine and dine, yeah. Breaking their tricks, just trying to sign it. But I do this all for you, you want something new. Stare into eyes of blue, I'll make your dreams come true. Give you something to move to, something to groove to. Now they're all the same. Damn girl, where'd you come from? Hey girl, what's some of this and some of that? Damn girl, what's your number? And hey girl, you all this, you all that. Damn girl, where'd you come from? Hey girl, what's some of this and some of that? Damn girl, what's your number? And hey girl, you all this, you all that. Just trying to keep it real, just trying to be me. So many songs inside, I hope and grind to lose your mind too. Cause mama didn't raise no fool, and daddy knows the golden rule. Do what you love and the rest will come. And while you're at it, have yourself just a little bit of fun. Catch a ride, get your ride on the gravy train. All aboard, come along if you know my name. $1 million falling down from the sky like rain. Mix it up, show you love, take away the pain. And dying to be free, I fell asleep to the beat, to the tapping of the feet of words jumbling, tumbling. Falling from my lips and lips are rumbling.